I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on October 29th, 2019. Mozilla's QA testing is again being questioned, as the Firefox 70 upgrade has seen reports surface that the browser is not correctly rendering all websites. After Firefox's newest release landed just a week ago, and with multiple bug reports now filed about the issue, Mozilla has admitted that there is a problem with the implementation of its new local storage engine, which is causing some pages that use dynamic elements to not display correctly, or at all. The bug doesn't appear to affect users who created new profiles alongside installing Firefox 70, but only those who have done in-place upgrades. Mozilla has updated its release notes to warn about the issue and has provided instructions for a temporary workaround while it attempts to remedy the underlying issue. Having been pushed back a week due to a number of blocking bugs, Fedora 31 was released today. The update sees new versions not just of the familiar Fedora workstation and server, but also previews of the container-focused Fedora Core OS, the Silverblue Immutable Workstation operating system, and the latest addition to the family, Fedora IoT. This release sees Python 2 finally being retired, and, like Ubuntu, most 32-bit packages dropped from the distro, with only the handful needed for multi-lib applications like Wine and Steam still being included. With new versions of the software stack throughout, there's a lot to talk about in this release, so do check out episode 325 of Linux Unplugged, released later today, for a much deeper dive. KeePass XC is a popular cross-platform community fork of KeePass X and includes some nice features like autotype and a powerful command line client. Version 2.5 was recently released with improvements to its support for hardware authentication devices like YubiKeys and has added the ability to export and print your entire password database, complete with annotations and notes for safekeeping away from your computer. The program can now also function as a credentials provider for libsecret-based clients via the freedesktop.org secret storage dbus API. The Open Invention Network, a patent non-aggression community for open-source organizations, has thrown its weight behind GNOME in their legal battle with Rothschild Patent Imaging. The organization is lending legal backup to help find prior art to invalidate the patent in question, and has also said that it'll start taking the fight to patent trolls in the future, rather than simply reacting to attacks. The Debian project is also offering more support than just warm words and has donated $5,000 to GNOME for its defense fund with the promise of more backing if it's needed. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/37.